Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We're learning Shari Tshuva, Shir number 17, Shar Aleph, Ois Yud Aleph. Before we continue, I want to mention something which it could be I'll be repeating it throughout our travels over the next quite some time, Bez Hashem, learning Shari Tshuva, and that is as follows. Tshuva is a mitzvah. Tshuva is a mitzvah like any other mitzvah. And when a person does a mitzvah, just like you have a mitzvah of cleaning for Pesach, and every mitzvah we do, we should be doing the mitzvah b'simcha. It's a famous, we discussed it in the past, famously brought down from the Arizal, that everything he achieved, the madregas he reached, he said he attributed to the fact that when he did mitzvahs, he did the mitzvahs b'simcha. He did mitzvahs in a happy way. We are learning a very heavy topic here. It's a different topic. It's not the same type of approach of the Ramchal of Mesillas Yesharim. It's a very heavy topic. The Yetzer Hara, I want to tell you, is with us here as well. He's listening to the Shir. The Yetzer Hara is here also at the Shir. And the Yetzer Hara's job is to knock us down. In other words, he wasn't successful. He already failed. And you're already listening to the Shir, you're listening to Torah, you're listening to how to improve, you're listening to learn how to do tshuva. But what he wants to do now once again, he's listening to the Shir. What the Yetzer Hara wants to do now is he wants to get a person to be very hard on themselves and get down on themselves. And that is a problem that sometimes people have when they learn Musar. They get down and they feel bad about themselves. That we have to understand is the Atzas HaYetzer. That's the Yetzer Hara trying to get us to stop what we're doing in a positive way. So let's always remember, even though it is a heavy and a serious topic, we have to be learning Musar B'Simcha. We have to view it as an approach, as an opportunity to learn how to cleanse our neshama. With that introduction, let's continue. And we said there are two approaches to whether Aziva Sachet comes first or Charata comes first. And we already said that Charata, regret, is the first principle of tshuva. Regret, Charata, is the first principle of tshuva. Person has to feel bad for what he did wrong. However, we said, not all times is charata the first step. Who is charata the first step for? Charata is for the person who is chapped by the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara chapped him. It's not who the person is. He doesn't do aveiros on a regular basis. But this time, the Yetzer Hara got him. The temptation boiled inside of him. And instead of stopping this fire from burning, of doing that Aveira, he let the Yetzer Hara continue to build. And that's what we said yesterday. We say in Yom Kippur, we say by the Al-Chayt, Al-Chayt Shechatanu Lefanecha B'Yetzer Hara. What does it mean, Al-Chayt Shechatanu B'Yetzer Hara? Lefanecha B'Yetzer Hara means that when the Yetzer Hara came to attack us, we let him in. We didn't kick him out. We didn't say, you're not welcome. So for that person, charata comes first. He has to have the proper charata, which we discussed. But for the person who is an habitual, he is a muad, like an ox. He is a muad. He's not a tam. He is a muad. He does a veiros on a regular basis. For this person, aziva sachet comes first. Continues Ramchal. V'yazov darkoi, k'mo shenemar, moide v'oizev yeruchem. So first, we're still talking here about the first category of people. About the person who was chapped by the Yetzer Hara. So what does this person do? He's a moideh v'oiziv. He has to admit what he did wrong. He has to be moideh. He has to have the charata, the proper regret. Perhaps an attitude, a mindset, when a person says moidani in the morning, besides thanking Hashem for his neshama that Hashem gave him back, to be oived him, to serve Hashem on this new day, perhaps also another mindset a person can have is, he's Maida, Hashem, I'm doing tshuva. It's a high madrega, but Maida Ani, I'm doing tshuva. I'm accepting upon myself not to do what I did wrong. I'm admitting Maida means to admit. I admit what I did wrong yesterday or previously, and now I want to do better. We all know that when we have a conversation with somebody and somebody wronged you, when the person makes excuses, you don't feel good about it. When the person admits and says, I was wrong, then you're ready to move on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to hear, we were wrong, not because Hashem doesn't feel good, because if we don't admit we were wrong, we'll continue doing the same thing again and again. Moide v'oiziv Yeruchim, says Shlomo HaMelech in Mishlei. The one who confesses, he's Moide v'oiziv, and he forsakes the Aveira, then is Yeruchim. His kemoide tchila al-charata v'avidoi v'achakach oiziv. First we mention the charata, then the vidoy, and afterwards oizev. Then he leaves, he forsakes the avera. And Mr. Hashem, tomorrow we'll start discussing the person who's in the category of a strong word. He's called the Rasha. He's been doing averas again and again, and it could be he doesn't even realize he falls in this category. But he's doing averas again and again, and it could be even one avera. But he's doing the same affair again and again. This person, says Rabbeinu Yoinah, he has to make sure, what does he do? He first has a ziva sachet. First, he leaves it behind. Because if not, as we'll see tomorrow, he's kitoivel v'sheretz beyodai. He's like, he's going to the mikvah while he's holding on to the sheretz, to the tumah, to the impurity. And no matter how many times he goes into the mikvah, no matter how many times he davens to Hashem, if he's still holding on to that avera, he will not be forgiven.